We're here. We're back. I'm Jim Winston. This is the Fathers, Mothers, and Family Show. We're hooking up via satellite with Q Mape. Q, are you out there?
I'm out here. Jim, how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay here, Q. We're doing okay. How are you doing?
Yeah, you're kind of fading away. It could be because I'm down here in my little bunker. Yeah, I've got bad news. I just got that a little bit ago via the news, actually. I haven't got the official DOD release yet. But we lost another Oregon soldier. He's out of Beaverton, and according to COIN online, his name is John Pilham. He got killed on the 12th.
Okay.
And we also lost another one out of the Spokane area. And unfortunately, you know, he served in Afghanistan, and he got a Purple Heart. He came back in 2012, and he committed suicide by a cop. Apparently, you know, the military department wasn't going to give him any help.
Oh, so, my gosh.
It's a tragic thing that... We're not treating these guys the right way when they're coming home, especially those so many that are afflicted with PTSD and other things that war brings on them.
Q,
are you still there?
Yes, yeah, we're Q. Here. I was just thinking. I was in the reserves myself in Spokane, so I wonder what unit it is. Of course, I think that they closed my unit, 659th Engineering Company, but. When I was briefly in the reserves there. So I wonder, but you know, the Spokane veterans, I've heard, my uncle, he goes there. So, yeah. So you've documented their passing?
Q? That is correct. Hang on, I'm looking up his name real quick. The one from Spokane, his name is Jedediah Zillmer, Z-I-L-L-M-E-R, from Spokane, Washington. And I guess the last unit he was, last place he was stationed at was Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Hmm.
So, and a couple of the headlines for him were vets suffering from PTSD shot and killed by deputies. Another headline is man shot by Spokane deputies was Afghanistan veteran. Another headline, man killed Tuesday night has been denied disability benefits by the Army. Now, how can you get the Purple Heart and not have a disability? I don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it upsets me that we have so many that are coming back from the war and dying this way. With all the know-how and everything else we have nowadays, why can't we be looking for that? Why can't we be helping?
Q. Well said, Q. Well said.
Well, you know, I just think about that, and then you don't receive the heart unless you, of course, have been injured, and it's debilitating, the Purple Heart. They don't just give it to you for a skin on your knee, you know. And so it's a serious thing, and it's a shame this young military former veteran is not got the services.
And Q, I'll also add that much of this is just breaking news as it happens. Just in the last 15, 20 minutes, this stuff is happening and it's coming in through your desk.
Well, hang on. Let me try and reposition myself because I'm having a real hard time hearing you guys. I don't know how well you hear me. Okay.
We're hearing you fine. You're coming across great on our end. Huh? I'm wondering, am I coming across to you?
Yeah, you're coming very low, and I've got my speaker up as high as possible.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you able to hear me a little better now, Q?
Okay, now I hear you better.
Okay, go ahead, Q. A lot of this is fast-breaking stuff. It must overwhelm
you. We got
you
on the special way of...
Go ahead, Q.
Well, It is, because I, you know, I have to stop doing things and I focus on getting as much together as possible, and I build a page for them and get things posted. Then I need to try and get relay contacts made to see if the family wants me out there, so I'll know if I'm going to Spokane or if I'll be going to Beaverton soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, it kind of takes the wind out of you, especially when you get them all back-to-back. So we've just lost two more in Kentucky also.
Oh, that's horrible.
And,
so.
And these are veterans who have returned home, and through the stresses and the horrors of their experiences, they're dying over here.
That is correct.
Yeah. Ron, you want to get in on this here?
Q. Can you give me a figure as to how many people this year have actually died here in the States?
Last year.
You mean in the States?
Yeah, I do.
I
know Karzai's
side, or that died overseas.
Well, I know Karzai's been a royal pain, but we're thinking stateside.
No, I don't have a good number for stateside.
That's okay.
Because now, when, look, for example, like PTSD, when they commit suicide and things like that, I don't get that information via the Department of Defense. They don't release those. They don't put out a release on that.
Mm-hmm.
They just put out a numbers release, like how many suicides and things like that, which could pertain to almost anybody. But the ones that, you know, come home with PTSD that are not treated and end up dead, those I hear about either, if it's local, I'll hear, you know, through local media or local contacts. Otherwise, I have to rely on people contacting me from across the USA that are familiar with my project to let me know this has happened. And then I ask them to send me some news links or something to confirm that, you know, because you get idiots out there, too. So I don't want to add somebody, you know, to the site that isn't really dead. You know,
that's
what I'm
awful
saying?
That someone would do that, so, though.
Pardon me?
I said it's awful that someone would put on a fake death certificate to tell you that.
Oh,
that's
you'd
sick.
Be amazed.
That's sick. Sad.
You know, look at these idiots that get caught every now and then taking on a dead soldier's personality to try and swindle women and other people, like over Facebook and things like that.
Mm.
This happens quite often.
Mm.
That's a shame. That's sick.
You know, people like that just shouldn't exist.
Mm.
Well, it's a sad, sick thing that they're doing.
Yeah. And Q, you're indicating, though, that in order to track the number of stateside deaths due to PTSD and things like that, there is no official figure. You have to rely on people sending you that information.
That is correct. Yeah, I do. There is no one source for me to go to get that information. I have to rely on people giving it to me.
Yeah, yeah. I need to take 1 second here. The views and opinion expressed on this show are those of the host, the guests, and the live callers. They do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KPSU Radio, Portland State University, or the participating affiliates, sponsors, or underwriters. Listener discretion is advised. Q, maybe back up just a little and give us an overview of what you have been doing this last 10 years or so with the IraqWarHeroes.org, how it got started, what you're doing. Give us, for new listeners, give us a little overview.
I agree.
Sure. You know, I started long before the war in Iraq started. I started a tribute site that was originally dedicated to members of the United States Marine Delta 15 5th Battalion. Started a tribute site to them. And then when the war started in Iraq in 2003, I then decided, you know what, I'm going to start a tribute site and make sure that everyone that gets, you know, that dies over there, dies serving our country, is being recognized.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started the tribute site. It was about 2 months into that when a friend of mine that worked at a funeral home got a hold of me and said, you know, they have a local KIA coming in. For those who don't know what a KIA is, it's someone that was killed in action. And the mother was looking for someone to take some photographs. I volunteered to do it, and back then I was shooting a little floppy disk from a Vika camera. So I grabbed 200 floppy disks, and I showed up at this funeral first time. And I saw what kind of impact that had. So every time there was a funeral within that I could possibly get to, I would ask for permission to shoot it. And I would have been shooting memorial services for our fallen heroes ever since. I stopped counting at over 1,000 of them a couple of years ago. So, it slowed down a lot, which is good as far as going to funerals.
That's good.
And website keeps me busy because I have people from all over the world, especially in the U.S., emailing me pictures of their loved ones, emailing me stories, emailing me other information. So it's a pretty busy, ongoing little project. And along with running IraqWarHeroes.org, I've been going to a lot of veteran funerals also and photographing them for families. So I've expanded, and I actually created a multi-purpose link page, OurWarHeroes.org. So from there, people can go to the various different tribute sites that I have. So
Now, Q, when you first started doing the one for the Marines, was that the unit that, the question I have, is that the one that, the Marine unit that stormed Iwo Jima?
No, it was not.
I think Iwo Jima was supposed to be Vietnam.
Well, let's not, that was the theory, but that's not how it worked out. Now, was it?
All right.
Iwo Jima was to be Iwo Jima. They could beat them, but then that was the thought in Vietnam. But I, you know, I have an uncle that was a veteran in Vietnam. He had one of the toughest jobs you could have in the Marines as a tunnel rat, and he's lucky he came back. We say enough prayers so he could come across the earth, you know.
He's a real Semper Fi.
Yeah.
My project focuses on KIAs. You know, those are my number one priorities. Mm-hmm. Anybody want to guess how many different wars I've done KIA funerals?
I
probably at least 15, 20, 30, probably from other funerals.
Well,
different wars.
The different wars.
Yes.
Take us through the wars that you have done KIA funerals for. Take us through that.
Okay, and there were various reasons why these funerals were so late. The War of 1812, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, Korea, and of course war in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I'm trying to remember.
The War of 1812, I like that one. And that, talk about a historic election.
Civil War, I did one for the Civil War also. He was found on a shelf.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, you may even have heard that on the news a few years ago. So they actually had, Civil War and actors come out and do the rifle volley at the National Cemetery here.
Now, are you referring to Virginia?
No. Here.
Right here in Oregon.
Here in Oregon, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Q.
Wow.
For an example, I'll just, like recently I did, my mind is going dead, but I did one for White Salmon. That was a KIA. He was found in a farm field in the Netherlands by a couple of people. And his remains were surrounded by spent shell casing. And that's what set off the little metal detector they had. And so I escorted him from the airport to White Salmon and then returned a few days later for his memorial service. And, some people paid attention. A lot of people didn't. A lot of people come back and say, well, it was a long time ago. And I'm like, you know, it wasn't his fault that it took this long for us to get him home and get him buried.
And Q, that's important. So, it wasn't the soldier's fault that he was left in a field in the Netherlands in 1942 or 3 or 4. It wasn't his
that's,
fault.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, we like I've done quite a few from Vietnam and World War II now, and it's not their fault. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, it could have happened yesterday. We should be giving these people the same honor and respect.
He gave everything for the cause of freedom, liberty, and democracy, and fighting the forces of evil and totalitarianism. He gave everything. The fact that it was delayed 65 years shouldn't matter. I think that's what you're saying.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
You know, time kind of stopped for him. And
mm-hmm.
So another project that I help out with a little bit is to get World War II veterans over to Washington, D.C., to see a memorial that was over 60 years late in the coming.
Mm.
Called Honor Flight. So, and it looks like we've got two flights leaving Portland this year, one in June and one in September, and they are booked. And they're starting to take applications for veterans for next year.
Mm.
And, you know, just Google Honor Flight and check that out. It's really neat because every one of the veterans will have a guide with them that'll go on this trip.
Mm.
And they get to see the World War II Memorial and a little bit of Washington, D.C.
And a lot of these are veterans that never, World War II veterans that never got a chance to go to the World War II Memorial because they didn't build it until umpteen years too late.
Right. Mm. And
well, there's countless of those people.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying there's countless of those people that didn't get to see the memorial because it wasn't built,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's a travesty
right.
in our country.
Yeah. Go ahead, Q.
So the Civil War one, whose memorial service I did, was Peter J. Knapp. So I actually, he's the only one I think I've got listed for the Civil War, so I had to build a whole new page, you know, era. So if you go to civilwarheroes.org, you'll see a picture of him, and then scroll down, you can see some of the memorial services.
Wow.
I've posted a lot of links to my tribute sites at ourwarheroes.org, and there's also some videos down in the middle kind of explains a little what I'm doing. So.
Mm. Q, it is remarkable what you are doing, and I want all of our listeners to know that Q does this all volunteer. He does not charge anybody at any point during it.
You should ask for some donations, in my opinion.
Well, he hasn't even done that.
Yeah, he's doing it all for free for himself.
Mm. Well,
and that's what a tribute. What a tribute.
I agree.
We have President's Day coming up Monday, and I just felt it was important for, while we talk about all the sales, the mattress sales, and the
whole. You know, President's Day kind of makes me angry.
Go ahead, Q.
But you might not see this my way, but I used to love celebrating Lincoln's birthday.
Yes.
Lincoln is one of my heroes.
Yes.
And I used to like Washington's birthday.
Yes.
They got rid of those. Now, there's still some federal offices that celebrate those days individually, but they lumped it all into President's Day.
Agreed.
Well,
And that's wrong. But now think about this. Name me a single leader or important American leader, you know, like a president, that has their own holiday. There is none anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
No.
But
now, people would be really offended. Well, I'm going to say it anyhow. People are going to be really offended when I suggest, why don't we have a Civil Rights Leader Day?
Well, the, you know, we do kind of do that with Martin Luther King and Black History Month, and we kind of do that.
Yes, but Q's making the point, what if we didn't call it Martin Luther King Day, we just called it Civil Rights Leaders Day?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have I got that correct?
Yeah, so you're saying it would demean it.
In reference to, say, Mahatma Gandhi and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
There are lots of them out there, you know.
There are.
Yes. I see what you're saying.
So, you know, there's a...
But I think that they did it on business rights.
I think Abraham Lincoln was killed because of his stance on
greatest presidents that we have ever had.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'll say this, in my opinion, Bush and Obama are the worst since Herbert Hoover. Both Bush and Obama, two last consecutive presidents are the worst since Herbert Hoover. In my opinion.
Over Q, you're making quite a point there that President Lincoln was indeed shot for his political courage and his political views and being firm on holding to the Emancipation Proclamation.
Correct. And, you know, the sad thing also is that they don't teach a lot of this in the schools anymore. It's President's Day. Is there even school on President's Day? Are they teaching about the presidents?
I think it's supposed to be off.
Continuously rewriting the history of who was what. I know in Texas recently they had a big call going on in how they're rewriting history. The textbooks. You can probably Google that.
Yeah.
President's Day is just, unfortunately, just another marketing day. Yeah, mattress sale. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and that's a shame that it has become that. And we have to think in that concept of that, it, you know, we just aren't celebrating a day where we can get a deal on something, but that it's a commerce day, but more that we are get that leisure and ability to spend money with our system because of the great works of our presidents.
Ron, a thought here.
Q, you know, I liked Washington's birthday, and I really liked Lincoln's birthday, and I liked all the presidents' birthdays. Too bad they don't reinstate them. I wish they would.
Well, you see, this goes off total track to another discussion, but there is a trend the last many years to destroy our democracy, to destroy what this country was founded on, to destroy the Constitution. And, you know, and you can see it even in the people, it's all deteriorating.
They have weakened the Constitution.
To help it along is to get rid of things that mean something for those that believe in the Constitution, to get rid of those symbols that mean something to those that believe in freedom. You know what I'm saying here?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're right, because we are demeaning the meaning of the history of what's really transpiring and has transpired in the world.
Go ahead, Q.
It also annoys me when I contact, like, the local media says, look, why don't you report about this guy that was just killed in Afghanistan for our country? Well, he's from Kentucky. That's not local news. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you people? He's not dying for Kentucky. He's dying for our country.
That's right.
This state is still part of that. And, you know, and this is part of that mentality out there. Who cares?
I wish I could argue. I'm afraid I can't.
What does it matter? Oh, yeah, there's another punchline I like. Who cares? And it's just sad.
It's sad that we don't value those losses. And, you know, and we're lucky that because of modern warfare, we have been able to keep the death toll low. But still, there is a death toll, and we have to recognize that there has been loss. And that affects all those families, because we're all someone's children, and it affects everyone as accordingly.
Yes, and currently, just for you numbers people, on my website, if you go to iraqwarheroes.org, you know, the most mice have got like a little scroll button on them.
Yeah.
If you're at the top of a page and you press straight down on that scroll button, you'll see the circle come up, and it'll be arrows pointing up and down. Once you see that, pull the mouse towards you real slow, just a little bit, and you'll see it'll start scrolling on its own all the way down. If you do that and just sit back and mm-hmm. see what it looks like,
mm-hmm.
6,974 names.
Wow.
That's
scrolling
a lot.
By you slowly.
Oh.
That'll give you another insight exactly how many people that is. Now, I realize it's not as much as past wars, but that's a lot of people. And
yeah.
so if you check this number, 6,974, so the average family's got, what, at least three members?
Yeah.
So multiply that by three, and most of them got at least four friends. Multiply that by four. That's a lot of people that are involved.
Yeah, they've lost that. That's you know, you look at that, you're looking at 16-some-odd people at least, minimum.
Right.
You know, that are affected by the loss of one person. And then you times that by 6,000. That's a lot.
And, you know, then indirectly, all of us are affected.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Q, you also mentioned that we may not really be teaching the children, the importance of the effort to promote liberty, democracy, and freedom, and the effort to push back against totalitarian and expansionism around the globe.
I don't have kids, mm-hmm. so I don't get, you know, daily reports from some kid coming home from school or whatever. But just from what I see, from what I watch and observe, I think our kids are being taught that the government owns them, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems that the lack of education, from we've heard stories here of from directly from children themselves when they didn't even know what calligraphy was, and I was shocked at that. I couldn't imagine that they didn't teach calligraphy in the school systems, and that there's no value in that.
Some of them stopped doing penmanship.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Print everything. That's it.
That's even worse. They're just basically saying it's all on a smart device. Well, what happens if your smart device doesn't work? You got to be able to communicate somehow.
And
a hard copy is a hard copy.
Yeah. Q, let's get some final thoughts here before we have to wrap up. Q Mape, Iraq.
Well, you know, I want to thank Washington and Lincoln out there mm-hmm. and some of our other great presidents. I will remember you all on Monday. And I want everybody to maybe go back and look and see, you know, why we have presidents, where they came from, what it is that they're supposed to be standing for as far as our Constitution is concerned. And keep in mind that we have men and women every day giving up their lives to defend our democracy here, our Constitution. And I think if we can do that, if we at least recognize that, maybe we can add a little bit more value to our daily lives.
Well said,
Q. Just a thought.
I agree.
Well,
yep.
Well said. The default position out in the globe, the world here, is thugs, strongmen, totalitarians, things like that.
Hey, if you go to IraqWarHeroes.org, right up in the center, up on top bar, it says missions/please help. Click on that link, you'll see the names and some of the funerals that I've personally attended, some of the other activities. That list there represents the ones that I've actually posted on the website, so that's pretty lengthy. Mm-hmm. Go check it out and, you know, keep all these men and women in mind that are still serving overseas, those that gave their all, and the leaders that are supposed to be leading them.
Mm-hmm. Q Mape, thank you so much for being part of our show here. Ron, a quick final thought, very quick.
Thank you, Q, for being here. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Okay. Q Mape, IraqWarHeroes.org. Thank you very much for being on our show, and I hope come Memorial Day and the 70th anniversary of D-Day, you can come back on our show and help us appreciate things.
The 70th day of D-Day. Can you
appreciate
believe
it.
That?
Thanks.
Thank you, Q.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.